What an honor to be here in Vancouver, but to be at the Celebrini household with Macklin's dad, Rick. And this is the house where Mac grew up, right?
Yeah, a lot of history here, a lot of memories. This is where the old guy cut his teeth.
Yeah. Can we start with the downstairs room, the hockey room, you call it? How did that idea start? I understand it used to be two separate rooms. You made it into a little bigger area. And the boys, all of them, must have spent a lot of time down there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a natural evolution. We actually bought this house soon after our first Aiden was born. Mm-hmm. And then as we had more kids and they started growing up, the smaller room didn't quite suffice. So we had to break down a wall and expand it into a proper hockey room with what you saw down there, which is sort of indestructible, walls and netting.
So when you and your wife are upstairs here, maybe, I don't know, post-dinner or whatever, you can hear all that noise downstairs.
Oh yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, especially with the shooting. I mean, in one way it's kind of music to the ears, but you know, at times you're like, come on, like, do you have to really be doing that at 9 o'clock at night?
Do you think like having an opportunity like that for all your kids was just the reason why they love it so much? Like you just put it out there and they took advantage of that.
I think it was the other way around, to be honest with you. I think they dictated their love for it, and then in Vancouver, unfortunately, we don't have the outdoor rink opportunities, and we don't even really have an outdoor space because it's raining throughout the winter. So it's not like you got those cold, sunny, snowy days. So they would either walk down to the club, which was something that they did almost on a daily basis, but when they were home, they needed something indoors, and this sort of provided that environment.
We're not far away from the North Shore Winter Club, where Max spent also a lot of time. We got to see it for the first time just yesterday. What a unique spot. It's a club, an athletic club, but it also seems very family-based. There's a lot of kids around there.
You know what, Brody, we actually took it for granted. The time that we were here, when the kids were at their sort of young, developing age, it was sort of like a cul-de-sac, you know, like to use that sort of analogy.
Right. Because
it was like a safe zone.
We could the drop kids
them
go
off.
Play.
Yeah, let them go. Right. And or we would, you know, go on the tiki deck and, have a beer and know that they were somewhere within the premises.
Exactly.
But we would drop them off on a Saturday and they would be on the ice for a couple hours, jump off, play hoops, grab some lunch, go back on the ice, jump in the pool. And so the whole day was sort of at their discretion. Mm-hmm. And so I think there was real value to that rather than it being programmed all the time. And not to say that they didn't have some of that as well, but they had this freedom to kind of play and do whatever they wanted. They would have pickup games. They would have, you know, kids on the ice all the time that they could just jump in and jump out. And so it was really special. And like I said, you know, now that I've traveled and lived in different places, I come back to the North Shore and just realize what a special place it is.
You can kind of feel it when you walk in. Like, there's also tradition here, but there's also a product. Like, that place has churned out, and I say churned out, like, they're not a factory, but a lot of NHL players.
Oh my God, from the Paul Kariyas and the
have spent their early years here. It's crazy. Why is that?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Is there something in the water?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, when you say it, there is something special about it. There's an energy and a vibe. And I mean, it's obviously the young kids laughing and running around. But I think, you know, it's also a blue collar club.
Right.
And that's part of it as well. It's not sort of a stuffy kind of very pretentious. It's just sort of a functional club that, you know, people are doing their thing. Kids are playing sports and even older people are trying to play their sports.
Yeah. Do you, as a dad, get a little bit sentimental now seeing Mac older? You were working him out there this morning. Mm-hmm. You guys are going through your training session, that here I am, like, working with my son and Aiden too, but when they were probably this high and now they're big boys and you're still going back to that same place. Is there any of that sentimentality to it?
There is. And I know that, I don't know how much longer that will last. They're getting to that age where there's not much more I can tell them or I can say or that they'll listen to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I those were the most special times, especially with all four kids, really just, you know, training them, but more importantly, being with them and watching them develop and guiding them a little bit and, you know, having the odd word with them. And it's such a special time. So now to still have that opportunity, especially when they come back in the summer to train, and I don't see them as often as I'd like to through the winter season, with the demands, obviously, that with the Sharks, right. But even with Aiden being on the East Coast, mm-hmm. and in college there. So it's such a special, and the fact that they still tolerate me and
respect, will put up my respect you is the right word. Yeah, I get it.
You know, it's great. I'll take as much of it as I can get.
What was the dynamic of three brothers and a sister, and you had a very busy, demanding job, and still have that for a lot of years? What was the dynamic of these kids growing up together?
Well, the reality is probably like a lot of four children families, it's a lot. There's lots of dynamics, you know, a lot of positive, but there's times where it's challenging. And, you know, the one that needs to take all the credit is my wife in the other room here. Robin is, as you said, my classic line was I had three jobs, four kids. I was working with the Canucks, the Caps, and Athlete Development Center that we were building. Right when the kids were at such a, you know, demanding age. Mm-hmm. So Robin somehow patched it all together and had, you know, two in tow and, you know, two in her arms and two in tow. And just crazy how, and again, coming back to the club, that was a savior for her and for us, is that it allowed for her to, you know, to maybe let Aiden and Mac go and you know, play while she had the two younger ones.
Aiden called her Superwoman yesterday, and he's like, that's the perfect term, and that's what I'm going with.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. That might be a little light.
I hear you. Macklin is on the cover of NHL 27. Has that sunk in yet? Like, that's ridiculous. A game that, I mean, I grew up playing 94. I know he and his brothers played a lot of the more recent games. He's on the cover of the game that he grew up playing.
Yeah.
One of them. That's nuts to me. How do you take that?
Yeah. I'm not a video game guy, so
I
would love to, to
elaborate,
to join in your. I mean, it is cool. I mean, you know, even though it does, it's not something that I, you know, have a sort of close association with,
right.
But I can appreciate what it means to, especially him and other kids, mm-hmm. you know, that have spent so many hours and. You know, like we would do in the streets or in the basement, kind of pretend we're this or that. You know, a lot of times they're doing it with video games, so it is pretty cool.
When you get around in your own work, in your own industry, and people know a name and they know who Mac is and what he's doing, do they ask you questions and they say, like, how is he doing? Or they check in with you, and or do they come to you and say, I saw what he did the other night, or I saw the Olympics. Do you get that feedback about him from other people?
I do, yeah. Especially being in, you know, I think there's a fraternity amongst, you know, professional athletes that they, you know, they watch, whether it's baseball players, other football players, certainly the hockey and the basketball. And we, as you know, we've got such a close group with the Warriors, and they're always keeping tabs, and, you know, and the information is so readily at hand now too that I'll get you know, notes or texts all the time, or you know. If I see them, they'll ask about, and not just Mac, but the, you know, all the kids.